Our devotion for today, Day 7, Tuesday, March 12, 2019, was written by Patricia Vassar. Our scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4, 8, and 13. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Love never fails. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I always tell my grandchildren to be loving and kind to everyone. What is wrong with our children and youth today? Absolutely nothing. I've witnessed many children and youth who are doing great things for our church, for individuals, and for themselves. The children are so alive with joy at children's time, going to children's church, vacation Bible school, and campouts. The children's choir performs at church services during Christmas. I could go on, and this is very good. The youth do fundraising to help pay for their mission trips. There they are, helping others who are in need. They serve throughout our community. One senior I was visiting with humbly shared with me that he was on a youth council and meets with the bishop once a year. After I said, "Shut the back door," to him, I told him how proud I was of him. I saw another youth getting the pastor's attention, saying, "Come, pastor, and see all the food we cooked for tonight." Many of our youth greet at the church's front door. Children are looking for acceptance, too. One young man walked up to my grandson recently at a stock show, asking if he could play football with a group of children playing in a corner of the barn during their break from the show. "Sure," my grandson said. Another boy said, "Who is he?" My grandson said, "He's playing with us." I whispered, "Does it matter who he is?" "No, it doesn't matter," my grandson said. These children had such good manners and were so loving and respectful to each other. My grandson won the Breeding Showmanship Award that day. The next day was a different story. It was time for the market showmanship class. He showed and was not selected to be in the final two. The remainder of the class was asked politely to exit the arena. Before they exited, they must shake the judges' hands. On this day, there was the judge and a half a dozen seniors judging. He became emotional because he had not shown as well the second day. Walking up to shake all the judges' hands with head down, fighting back tears, one senior judge put her arms around him, turned him away from the other judges, and walked with him out of the arena. What love and compassion this senior judge showed. These few stories I've shared are examples of the faith, hope, and love which are so desperately needed in the world today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for working in us to share our faith, hope, and love with others. Amen.